We are happy to see you, that you are well, and even in the struggle, that you are moving toward the things that your spirit needs. In the time that you are in now, that is a most important thing to remember. With so much fear around you, you need your spirit around you. You need to know that as you call your spirit and feel for your spirit, you are going to be stronger and you are going to be safer. And that is why it is so excellent that you are going to affect this in your life. And now we want to say a word about this time. For some time in the teachings, you have been told that there was going to be a breaking down of systems in order to create new systems. And that is exactly what you are seeing now. You are seeing things fall apart because, in truth, all of the structures in your culture had become overburdened with fear and with greed and with manipulative energies that were not good for you, not as a culture and not as an individual. But as in all things, the breaking down of something is painful and, as you noticed tonight, inconvenient. But it is a part of a greater process. And the greater process, when all of this is done, is going to be that you will have the opportunity to rebuild your world in the way that has more light in it. This is going to happen both slowly and quickly. What has been revealed in the time that you're in is all that is not light. You have seen, you and many others have seen on many levels what does not work, what is not acceptable to the light. And so in the time ahead, you will be the ones who are finding what is acceptable. And when we talk about acceptable, we are talking about the return of truth. And again, we are not talking perfectionistically, but we are talking about the fact that if someone is going to lead us, they need to have truth in them. And that means some of the excuses that we have made for power structures now, we are going to need to stop making, because it has been shown to us what is really happening here. Now, you may wonder what all of this actually has to do with spirit. And so we are going to tell you. When there is too much greed, too much fear, too much distortion, even though your own spirit is with you and walking with you in your life, it cannot walk too well in your world. It is, you have been the lights walking through some very unpleasant energy. And now we are going to look at this entire system again and say, no, I have my spirit, I am walking with my spirit, but I am going to walk my spirit into the world. This does not mean, by the way, war, but it does mean choosing the place where you can speak more truth. Choosing the place where you can offer more loving kindness. Choosing the place where you can use your own light to lighten a situation. This, by the way, does not mean sacrificing yourself. It does not mean controlling what is going on. It is literally that you are going to become a light offering. And this is the goal that we are all going to carry forward. Because when there is enough light, the darkness and the lies and the taking advantage, there is simply no space for it anymore. So we are going to take a few moments together and talk about what it is to be a walking light. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the energy around you has become the blue light of peace. Breathe it in. Exhale fear. Become aware of your own light. Go to your heart and see the flame that is your spirit. And as you watch the flame, let it illuminate your whole body. So the flame that burns in your heart sends light up and down, so that you are a column of light with your spirit fueled and burning brightly in the center of your heart. Now go to your root and feel the light in your root and see that it is displacing any energy that would prevent you from creating your own life. Feel all of that leaving your body. Feel your light in your root. Look at the light in your second center and make the light brighter in your second center as it displaces shame and judgment, the old fears, the old giveaway of who you are. So there is now your light and your power. And begin to breathe into the solar plexus and see your light in the solar plexus. And feel that light displace any of the emotions that go with the old patterns that take away your light or take away your power. See them leave your body. Move into your heart and see the beautiful flame that contains your spirit and all that you are. And let that light shine completely around your heart center so that anything you need to see, you can see. And anything that you need to move out of your heart center, you move out. Move your attention into your throat center and see your white light, your beautiful light in your throat. And know that this is where you go to speak truth, to speak loving kindness beginning with you, to speak simply and with power the thing you need to say. And move your attention into your third eye and see your light in your third eye. And feel your intuitive powers come to you and do not be afraid. Feel that I begin to speak to you of the things you know truly and intuitively. and move your energy into the crown and see your light in the crown. And allow your crown to open more widely than it has before. And feel any feelings of undeservingness leave as that crown opens. And see that crown opens to the golden light of the universe that flows into your whole body, touching each chakra center, touching you all the way through your body, healing, releasing the strain, the tension. Let that energy move down your back to take away the stress and the worry that you may have caught. And feel it fill your arms and your hands so that what you do in this beautiful energy that the universe is sending you. Feel it flow down through your legs and your feet so you know the support of the universe and the wisdom that it brings you. And feel it in your heart so that the heart fills up with this beautiful light in which you were created. And breathe and fill. And go to your heart and see that a path moves up in your heart and you move up with it easily. Move up to a place where the soul has made all things clear and find that in that place there is a gift, a message, a symbol. And rest the mind, let it speak to you. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. And now, make a circle of healing. See the golden circle form. And place in this circle all those who are sick or pained or afraid. All those who mourn, and all those who rejoice, and feel the universe in its power, embracing all of that, and feel the golden rain fall, and fill everything in the circle, and fill you as well. Mother, Father, God, for all of your gifts, the gifts of healing, the gifts of life, the gifts of empowerment through light. For these things and so many others, we are truly grateful. For the power, for the wisdom, for the love in the heart of the circle. Our hearts are open and joyful and grateful. Breathe into the center of your body, and when you've balanced, open your eyes.